The Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph is discussing the sugya of negiah be'edus, and at one point the Gemara wants to say that if you're negiah b'davar but you're misalik yourself, then you no longer have a psul of negiah. And then the Gemara questions that. The Gemara says, "Is that true? Does siluk work?" So you can't be done legabe the sefer Torah because you have a negias because the sefer Torah belongs to you as well. So effectively, whatever in Misa. If siluk helps, then the salka b'chemin ha'avili dainu. Why don't you say that two people should go ahead and be misalik themselves from their bilus in the Sefer Torah? They could be machnet to the other people. They won't have a bilus anymore. In the middle, they're not in the geba davar, and they could be done. So alamai, this is a raya that siluk doesn't help. So Bikveg over here asks a kasha on the Gil Nishas. He says, what's the kasha of the Gemara that they could be misalik their bilus and be machnet to everyone else? In fact, the Bikveg, he says, kasha, kam lang de gozol b'l nisai shu ha'bilum, shneim enim chom lak dishoy. Vimken any ochel lahaknei. So, effectively, Kibegir says we have a cloud. The Gemara says that if a person is geizel something, so both the nigzel and the gazel are not able to be makdish. Zelafishen shaloi, zelafishen b'shusai. The nigzel can't be makdish or makna something which is in the hands of the gazel because he doesn't have rishus over it. It's not his. It's not in his. It's not in his authority. It's on his rishus. So over here, haki to say that the two bnei yir can be misalik themselves and be makna their chelik in the sefer Torah to others. Right now, the sefer Torah is stolen. They have a din of a nigzal. The sefer Torah is not pershusay. If it's not pershusay, then l'chayim they can't be maknet. So what's b'chal the kasha of the gemara? As I effective b'kivega. So before we come to answer his kasha, just want to point out an interesting diuk. The b'kivega asks his kasha on the Rashbam. The Gilei Nashas is on the Rashbam. The Ramaskul is stalku. And for some reason, he's asking on the Rashbam. The question is, why is he asking on the Rashbam? L'chay should be a kasha on the Gemara itself. Why is he? Sounds like the Gemara wouldn't be sure. He's only asking on the Rashbam. L'chay the Gemara itself, it's a kasha. How can you be misalik yourself and be maknet? L'chay it's a problem of gazal in nisash rabbilim that shayim enim mechayim lach tishay. So I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be like this: that the etzim kasha of a b'kivega. I was thinking maybe you could answer this al pia yisaid yaduah from the achrenim, the shak yisai, and others say this yisaid that even though a nigzal can't be makdish. The davar hagazel, but that's only to other people. To the gazan himself, you're able to do it. The nigzal could be maknet to the gazan himself, meaning that the gazan has some shaykhus to it. The gabi him, the kinyan does work, and it just means you can't be maknet to other people. But to the gazan atzmai, you are able to be maknet. That's what the shagasai and other achrenim want to say. So, mainly you can learn that the gemara here means that these two people will be masalik themselves from their kinyan, they'll be maknet to the gazan himself, and that they could do the gabi that. There's no chesaron of ener b'shusai. That's how L'chari could answer the kasha of B'kibeger. Now, I found afterwards that the Ksais himself says this teretz of B'kibeger's kasha, and Simul HaMazayin, he asks the kasha on his own, Simul HaMazayin, Sifkan Yud, he says this teretz, but then he says, but from the Rashbam, it's not mashma like this, because the Lashon of the Rashbam is that they should be misalik themselves, v'yaknu miyaldam, and then the other people should be kind of from them. And he says, v'yil ganav, if it means it be machna to the ganav, lo ba'i kenyan, you don't need a kenyan, d'zeche b'dibor, kemi shetachas yada, you don't need a kenyan, it's by the ganav, it's in his chatzar, once you're misalik, it's his, you don't require any kenyan. So he says, look, it's in the Lashon of the Rashbam, it's mashna that we're not talking about being machna to the ganav, that's why we're being machna to other people, and therefore he says, you can't say this teretz. So it could be, that's good for the B'kvega is bavarna. B'kvega is saying that in the Gemara itself, I wouldn't have a kasha, and the Gemara you can answer like I'm saying, like the Ktzais, that you're being machnet to the God of Atzmai, and therefore it's talking not shver, how you're able to do it. But in the Rashbam, who says, v'yaknu miyadam, from the Rashbam you see clear that you're not being machnet to the God of Atzmai, being machnet to other people, and in the Rashbam it's talking a good kasha, and that's how the Rebbe Kvega is medaktik to ask his kasha bedafka on the Rashbam, and not on the Gemara, and I think it's even more meduyuk, because the Rashbam not only asks, the Rebbe Kvega not only asks his kasha on the Rashbam. He quotes the Ramaskul Rashbam, Rashbam the Ramaskul Istalku, v'chule, and then he quotes the words v'yachnu miyadam. It sounds like he's specifically referring to those words v'yachnu miyadam. Those are the words of the Rashbam that say why you can't answer the Teretz of the Ktzais. So that's why Bedafka quotes those words to say that in the Gemara, I know you can answer like the Ktzais, but the Rashbam says v'yachnu miyadam. You can't say that. So therefore, in the Rashbam, it's not a good kasha. So that could be the reason why he asks on the Rashbam. You could say similar pshat al pi what Reb Shmuel says. Reb Shmuel Zavsky says the teretz to answer B'kivega's kasha al pi you say that he has that the bailus of the bnei yir and the sefer Torah is not an individual bailus that everyone has, but it's more of like a kolistik of bailus. They own it like a corporation of bailus. And mimela to get out of that bailus, you don't have to mamish do a ma'aseh kinyan and be machni or chiluk to someone else. You just have to be misalik yourself. You have to say I don't want to be part of it, and the mimela ends up being owned by everyone else. Because it's owned as a collective bialis, not as an individual bialis, and to be masalik yourself without being machna, that you could do, even though it's ender b'shusay. That's the status of B'kveger's kashas. I think you could say the same chajman that B'kveger maybe understood that it's true, you could say that's fine in the Gemara, but in the Lashon and the Rashbam, it's not much like that, because the Rashbam says that you're masalik yourself, a yaknu miyadam, and other people have to be kinder from you. If the pshat is like Rabbi Shmuel is saying that it's just a silik, you're masalik yourself, and mamela belongs to everyone else, that doesn't require a kinyan. You don't need a kinyan. So the lashon of the Rashbam is mashma that there's an actual hakna over here, and therefore you can't say this teretz of Rabbi Shmuel. So again, that's how Rabbi Kiyagor is medactic to ask this kasha dafka and Rashbam, not in the Gemara, and bedafka to quote those words v'yachnu miyadam, because that's what makes this kasha into a kasha that avoids these teretz of the achrayim, and that's why Taka doesn't give these to him, and that's why his kasha is a shtaker kasha on the Shvam itself.